Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ike Taylor is with us, and he's in studio. We're sweeting. Let your family know you're on the show. What do you
got
going on?
I called him early.
Attaboy. 12 years with the Steelers. Terrific player, cornerback, safety early. What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Hanging in there. How y'all doing?
Good. We're doing good.
I see the weather finally broke clear. New York looking nice.
Finally.
Thank Jesus.
Looking nice, right?
Yeah, it's coming. Yeah.
Finally. It's been bad, though. Yeah. What is going on, speaking of clearing the weather, with your Pittsburgh Steelers? I mean,
what a mess.
I like Mike Tomlin. I know him for a long time. He coached Rondé down in Tampa before he ultimately came to coach up here. I think he's good with the guys. You know he's great with the guys.
100%.
But it just feels like drama can't leave them alone. What's up with them?
Got to keep everything in-house.
Yeah.
You know, that's the problem. Social media.
Yep.
Got to have enough we guys instead of me guys. Like back when I played, we kept everything in-house. Like the media couldn't get to none of us. Like, if one of our guys didn't like a certain person in the media, none of us did. That's just how it was.
Yeah.
But the brotherhood was so thick in Pittsburgh at the time. Like, I was telling somebody yesterday, like, man, we used to get cots and sleep in the locker room some days because we wanted to be around each other.
Oh, that's great. That's
it was cool. All about we. Like, we used to talk to each other. When contract situations came up, we used to talk to each other like, okay, $3 million from another team after taxes to leave y'all for $1.7 million. Nah, I gotta have $5 million after taxes to leave y'all boys. Them the kind of conversations we had. Yeah. But we understood when you win, everybody get paid.
Yeah.
Everybody get paid. Yeah. So when they get back to that we and keep everything off social media and keep a close knit and a brotherhood, they'll be back to potential championship.
Yeah, and you got two of them.
Yes.
So you know this from experience.
Yes, he's a champion twice. I admitted that. Okay. You're right. Social media, big part of it. But every team has social media. Every player's got multiple phones and multiple social media platforms. I don't see this happening with other teams.
That's what I'm saying. Look who winning. Like, Tom Brady and company, they keep winning, but you ain't going to hear the drama.
Well, Even the Dolphins don't have drama. Even the bad teams don't have this. Like, listen, I'm not trying to come at you twisted here, but even, like, they are, you can't pass it off as, well, they got to stay on social media. The Steelers are dysfunctional. Like, there's no way around it.
Right.
Half the team doesn't like Ben, or at least half the team doesn't trust Ben.
Right.
They just jettisoned one of the best receivers I've ever seen. They didn't pay one of the best running backs I've ever seen. I mean, Mike Tomlin, I know, and I like Mike too, but the last 2 or 3 years, Mike's been on hot water or in hot water. Like, I think you're underrating just how messed up the Steelers are, man.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. You got to keep everything in-house, even if it is dysfunctional.
Yeah.
The media, us, we should know nothing about that. When you let us know, it's something to talk about every day.
Oh, we love it. Oh,
we need it. That's how we feel.
We need it. It's our oxygen.
So that's what I'm saying. When I played, the media knew nothing. Yeah. Even if they thought, and they probably was right, you still didn't know for sure what was going on. But now in that Pittsburgh still locker room, it's just like everybody talking and leaking. Like, that ain't how we roll in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Keep everything to a minimum and talk and say nothing.
Yeah. You played with Roman, right, Foster?
Correct.
So he was there. He just recently said, if you guys got anything to say, and it's different now because Antonio Brown's gone, and I'm not putting Le'Veon Bell in the same category because he is absolutely not the same. Le'Veon is the man.
See,
he gets lumped in with AB, but he's not AB at all.
People don't know Le'Veon is the mediator for that locker room.
Really?
Was. Like, Le'Veon keeps everything cool, calm, and collective in that locker room. He's just a natural hard worker, a funny guy, very competitive, but never disrespectful.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He just couldn't get
paid.
He's
a barbershop kind of guy. Like, he'll start the conversation, get it fired up, move on to another conversation, get that conversation fired up. So he's that kind of guy. He's the the jingle piece.
Yeah, yeah.
To that locker room. Okay. That's what I want to.
He's in my locker room, by the way.
He couldn't get paid though.
And the reason he could, it was just the upfront money.
Yeah.
He wanted. So it was like long term, it looked good. So from the outside looking in, it's like, okay, 5 years, $60 million, but I ain't getting my upfront money like y'all backload my contract.
And then you get a cut me, I'll never see it.
I never see it. So I got it.
I don't blame him.
What I be trying to tell people, and Ramon, we're already going against the front office anyway.
Yeah.
As a player, you have to stick together.
Yeah. And so, that's what he said. He said, if you got issues, don't put it in the media. Tell me. Ramon said this. Tell me.
Okay, here's my problem with Mon, and I love Mon. So you say that now.
Yeah.
But when it was time for Le'Veon to get paid, you said something about Le'Veon
great point.
Not getting paid.
I think he rummaged through his locker, too, and stole stuff.
So here's the man law. It's a few man laws that we all abide for.
Yep.
If I'm in the bathroom with you and there's four stalls and the four stalls are empty, you can't use it beside me. If I'm in the first one, you got to go down to the fourth one. That's just a man law.
I'm with you.
That's a man law.
It's a good one.
The same, and I love Mon, but the same with Mon, like, Mon, we supposed to be on the same page. Like, when it's time for you to get paid, ain't nobody going to talk about your money and what you need to get paid on. Mm-hmm. So Le'Veon felt like he was going to come back, but it's like, and I tell people this, man, I'd rather have a clear peace of mind and sit out and miss out on this $15 million than to go back to a locker room where I know I'm not wanted and I have to fake it every day. Mm. If you listen to DeRozan from the Spurs.
Yep, DeMar DeRozan.
He went through, you know, depression.
So yeah, he talked about that.
Yeah, and he talked Long, about it clearly. He talked about it. And he said, I wish everybody can have $1 million so everybody can understand money don't solve the problems.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whatsoever.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
So when I saw Le'Veon sit, I'm like, I was telling my homeboys, that man want a clear peace of mind.
Yeah.
Like right now, the money ain't the issue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At all. He want a clear peace of mind, and he don't want fake going into that locker room, and he don't want the guys faking with him that they love him and they really don't.
Mm-hmm.
So he sat out a whole year. And we can talk about he'll never get that 14 back.
Yeah, that's all right. But he's fresh for my Jets.
I'd rather have that clear peace of mind than to put that stress on me being in the locker room at the time.
Let me just reset. I know you have something for him. I'm talking to Ike Taylor, two-time champ with the Steelers. 12 years in the NFL, is with us in studio here on TCT. Yes, good stuff.
Now, do you think, because BT just mentioned this, and just we'll get one more on the Steelers, then we'll top around to the draft and other things that are coming up in the next week or so. Should Mike Tomlin be on the hot seat?
That's my guy. So, again, I'm going to be biased. Like, Coach T just got to, you know, just put that stamp of approval that he's the head guy. The thing with Coach T is, as a player, you love him to be your coach. Like, he lets you be you.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever your personality is, you can be that 100%.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like, okay, it kind of got out of hand. So Coach T got to put that sheriff foot down.
Yeah. Is it too late? Because I think
I don't think it's ever too late.
Let me just express that, though, and I'm going to give you a chance to answer that. Because, you know, it's almost like a parent who lets a kid run. Not that he lets a lot of them run wild, but if you let your kid do whatever they want, and then all of a sudden when they're 15, you try to drop the hammer with all these rules, the kid's going to say, what, are you kidding me? I've been running the house for the last 5 years.
But the context here is that that problem child is no longer in the locker room.
Because you remove AB.
Yes.
Okay. Would you agree with that?
Well, it could be a few different avenues, you know, but it's hard because once you make that kind of money between like a Le'Veon, a AB, a Big Ben, like it's hard to control one, a grown man, two, egos, two, confidence in those guys. Because those guys, we talking about top five quarterback, top five running back. Top five receiver.
Top two receiver.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying five, depending on who you talk to, if somebody's biased about their team. So it's like, dang, I got top five at the three major positions. Dang, that's a lot of egos. Okay. So how I control all these egos? And they getting paid?
Yeah.
If they were all on their rookie deals,
yeah,
it'll be easy for a coach. Like, I can go out on set you.
Yep.
I can bring somebody else in, but – $16-12 million a year per year, top five, top three positions. It's hard. So Coach T just got to really, I think, my personal opinion, just put that sheriff badge on him and just let him know, like, I'm in control.
Yeah.
You know, so I think he will. At the same time, seven seems like, when I say seven, I say Big Ben.
Yep.
Seven seems like, you know, he's got a clear head, talked to a few of his teammates. Now he wanted to know what was going on, if it was true how people just thought about him. So hopefully that cleared the air.
Yeah.
Get him back stable mentally on how guys feel about him. But, yeah, Coach T, he can put his stamp of approval on it. Like, ain't nothing like it.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't never think it's too late, though.
Okay. Let me ask you this, Ike. Let's put yourself back in the secondary now. Mm-hmm. And you're looking forward, and you're looking at two quarterbacks, Kyler Murray, mm-hmm. and you're looking at Dwayne Haskins. I know you've studied them, studied the film. I know you watch them in real time during the college seasons. Totally different skill sets.
Correct.
Haskins isn't really quick, but he's got a big arm and a big body. He doesn't run at all, really. And Kyler Murray's got a rocket, small body, and real quick. And we've seen it on the baseball diamond and in the open field.
Right.
Give me the, because it's easy to talk about the good things, and I ran through them. But when you're peering in and watching them, give me the one thing from Murray, aside from his height, that you're really worried about, and the one thing from Haskins that you're really worried
about. See, I'm not worrying about nothing with Murray. See, I think...
Can't miss prospect? Can't miss.
Can't miss at all. Here's why he can't miss. As a GM, I'm looking at it, does he make NFL throws?
Yes, he does.
No doubt.
100%. Yep. So the hardest NFL throw is throwing from one hash to the opposite sideline.
And out.
Does he make that throw?
Yes.
Yes. Another throw, does he have enough confidence to throw it up the seam in between a linebacker or a safety? Yes.
Got confidence to burn.
He makes that throw. Another throw, can he throw it in the red zone in tight windows? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He make that throw. So as a GM, as a scout, they look at the height, the size, the hands.
Mm-hmm.
As a player, we're looking at it like, nah, this dude hit a real deal.
Yeah.
Like, he the same thing with Baker Mayfield. We thought Baker Mayfield was the real deal. Like, you ask the GM, they look at the height, like, everybody can't be 6'4", 6'5".
It's a lot of 6'4 stiffs in the NFL, by the way.
It's true.
It's a lot. So I'm looking at Murray like, okay, is he a football player?
Yeah.
Yes. So after I look at all that, is he making the throws as a defender? I'm looking at, let me see if the defensive guys on the sideline standing up when it's time, when the offense come in. So now I'm looking at the sideline like, oh, the defensive guys standing up, not sitting down because they know this dude is electric.
Yeah, he about to do
so. Is he a leader? Do they follow him? Do they gravitate towards him? Yes.
Yeah.
You go back to Baker Mayfield. See what Baker Mayfield did. What is height, size, and speed?
Yep.
So do Baker Mayfield throw the tight window throws? Yes. Can he throw it in the red zone? Yes. Can he throw it from one opposite hash to the other opposite hash? Yes. Does he have confidence in his arm? Yes. All right, let me look at the sideline to see if the defensive guys are standing up because they know he's electric. Yes.
Yeah. The whole stadium is,
hey,
really.
We only have about a minute here.
My bad, I'm sorry.
It's all good.
That was a good answer.
Are you buying the Cleveland Browns, speaking of Baker Mayfield, because they got everything.
100. He's the X factor. Mm-hmm. Like, Baker Mayfield is one of the guys.
Yep.
He just so happened to be the quarterback. And he's pretty darn
good. And that's rare, by the way.
Correct. It's real rare. Yeah. It's real rare.
You don't see that very often where the guys want to hang out with the quarterback. You just don't. It's different.
So they're a separate entity.
You know what he is, and they're going to take this and they're going to run with it. I know they're about to take it. He's a Jim McMahon.
Yeah, you're right.
He's just one of the guys.
Yeah, he was.
He's one of the guys.
I hope he's a little more talented than Jimmy.
I'm talking about personality-wise.
Yeah.
Personality-wise, can hang with defensive guys.
Yeah, I got you.
Offensive guys, he's just one of those guys.
I like that.
That's good. Baker Mayfield. You didn't say much on Haskins, though. Give me 20 seconds on Dwayne Haskins.
I like him. We just got to understand he had a lot of 4-3 guys.
Mm-hmm.
Running short routes.
Yeah, Paris Campbell.
Just making plays. Mm-hmm. So now you got to watch, when you watch the tape.
Yep.
Is he making them throws, not on air, but in the game?
Yeah.
Murray made a lot more throws than he did.
He did it in one game.
Correct.
And I was doing that.
You were there against Northwestern.
But it was Northwestern.
Yeah, they're slow. Relatively speaking.
Correct. It was the same zone. You see every single, it was the same zone every play.
Mm-hmm.
So after a couple series, he's like, I know that's going to be open because I just saw it open.
Right.
I didn't throw it, but I know it was going to be open this time because they run the same thing.
Yeah.
So do we throw guys open or do he throw it when they open?
Would you draft him top 10 real quick if you need a quarterback? Would you take Dwayne Haskins?
I'd draft him top 20, not top 10.
See, to me, I wish I would have asked him that earlier. To me, what's the difference? You're still making him your quarterback. Like, yeah, what's, you know what I mean? Like 9 or 17. What's the difference? He's still your quarterback. He's still investing. What, a few bucks?
Yeah, yeah. One, well, I'm saying a few bucks.
All right.
Two is something happened during the season, or he's not what I thought he was. Then maybe I can hold off a little bit. I can redshirt him.
Hey, thanks for coming in, man. No problem. Great job. Appreciate Mike Taylor.
Thank you, man.
Two-time champ. Steeler. Ah, the Steelers. The dysfunctional mess. Ah, just kidding. Oh. I'm just messing with you. Third hour coming up. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.